So what I'm going to be presenting to you today is an idea for how to go about doing this. And the reason that I came up with an idea for how to go about doing this is that I have clients ask me about how to do this almost every day. So to explain, these days, almost every software product, every technology product has open source software in it. And when vendors are trying to sell the product to customers and negotiating the terms for sales to customers, they get stuck on this issue about what to do about the open source software. And so during those negotiations, it is almost certain that the customer will utter the words, "Why don't you stand up for your product?" And this is a sort of ongoing refrain that tends to drive the vendor's lawyers a little bit nuts. But that represents a disconnect between how the vendors are thinking about open source software and their products and how customers are thinking about it. So having seen people get at loggerheads over this issue for many years, you know, I've been trying to come up with different ways to think about it to try to break through the logjam. So what I'm here to talk to you about today is one way of looking at it to try to make the negotiations easier. I should say that this principle might be useful in a variety of situations, but the situation I'm talking about today is this modal situation, which is a vendor selling a product to a client and how the negotiations proceed in that situation. It could also conceivably apply to M&A deals and licensing deals and so forth, but just for the ease of talking about it, I'm going to talk about it in the context of a vendor sale to a customer.